Hi, welcome to Redeem a Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning this week. And this week we've explored a story from the Old Testament part of the Bible, where God had just freed the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt, had led them into the desert where he was going to take them to the Promised Land. While they were there, they started to get hungry and grumble about that, and God sent them manna, bread from heaven, that appeared every morning, could be collected for your family, but would rot if you took too much at night. There are all these interesting provisions that God included in his giving of this incredible supernatural bread. And we've asked you to think a little bit about that the last couple days, about what that means, what God might have been trying to teach the people of Israel through that experience. I think what God was doing was teaching the Israelites how to live the rest of their lives. God was about to give them this incredible gift of the Promised Land. Someday he was going to bless the entire world through them, and he later did through Jesus, a descendant of these Israelites traveling through the desert in this story. God had this incredible plan for this incredible people. He had incredible gifts to give them. He didn't want them to forget who was the giver of all good things. He didn't want them to start to think they deserved it, that being God's chosen people meant they were somehow a special, unique, wonderful people, different from others. He wanted them to be a blessing to others, not to absorb all of God's blessings themselves. He wanted to train them, that when God gave them a blessing, when God gave them something good, it wasn't just to hoard for themselves, but it was to share and bless others, and that God would provide enough for everyone. We see them learning that in the way God gave the food. Only take enough for you and your household. Fridays, you can take a double portion so you can survive Saturdays on a day of rest when you really need to trust that God isn't going to let that food rot overnight. If you take too much on any given day, you start to hoard it for yourself, it goes bad, and that's not good. God built in all these different unique structures to teach the Israelites how to live the rest of their lives and to teach people like us how to deal with the amazing blessings we've been given. The gift of the world we live in, the gift of a home, the gift of food, the gift of time. All these things in our lives come from God, not us. They're not things we earn, they're things that God gives. And in this story, we see God training us on how to remember that, how to make the most of each day, how to make the most of what we've been given, how to share it generously with others, and not hoard it for ourselves. It's important for us to remember this because there are certainly times in our lives when we think we need something, and it might actually be a want. So it's important for us to differentiate between our wants and our needs, first of all, and to recognize that God provides for our needs. We see it in the nation of Israel, right? They need to get out of slavery in Egypt. When it's time, God takes them out. They need direction, God provides them the pillar of fire and the pillar of smoke. They need saving from the Egyptians, God splits the Red Sea, closes it up again. They need food, God provides it. Manna, bread from heaven. God provides for their needs. Does he provide for all their wants? No, if they want more food than other people, God doesn't provide that. They want to be selfish, God doesn't let it happen. They want to work on Saturday, to break his commandment and somehow earn more for themselves than others who take Saturday off, God's not going to let that happen either. God provides for their needs, not their wants. Our greatest needs are fulfilled in a relationship with God, who provides for us what we need in this life. And our challenge in any day is to remember to keep our focus on God, to find our fulfillment in him, to recognize the blessings that we've already received. And not to find ourselves just wanting and wanting more, grumbling like the Israelites that we don't have things better, but to recognize how good we have it, to thank God for that, and to thank God when he does provide more for us, to remember that it comes from him and acknowledge that. There are a few ways to do that, and the first thing I'd recommend is to simply acknowledge it. Many people do that with a prayer before a meal, saying grace, saying thank you, God, for this food I'm eating. Even though I bought it with some money, even though I went to the store to get it, maybe even grew it in my garden, it's only possible because God made it possible. So keeping the focus on God for everything we receive in this life, that's the first step. The second step is to avoid hoarding, trying to collect for yourself more than others receive. This is something I've even tried to teach my children. Maybe you have too. But it can be hard for us as adults to internalize because of our many fears and insecurities around our finances, for example. But I've tried to teach my son this by talking about not taking more cereal than you can eat at breakfast, trying not to leave extra, turning off lights when we leave a room to not use more electricity than we need, trying to make sure there's enough for other people in the world, and that we're not hoarding everything for ourselves. It's easy to teach children, and I'd encourage you to try to teach yourself that as well. The third thing I'd encourage you to do is to observe that Sabbath day, like the Israelites needed to in this story, to recognize that God has actually commanded us to always take a day off each week where we're not doing any economic productive activity. It can be easy for us to forget that we're not just money-making machines, that there's more to life than earning, spending. And one way to do that is by taking that pause each week and saying, nope, I'm going to break that cycle. I am about more than making money. I am about being a child of God. So observe that Sabbath day. Seems counterintuitive when you're feeling insecure about not having enough to go and take a day off, but it is important. Finally, I think the last thing we see in this story for dealing with these insecurities around possessions and money and time is to give generously. It's another way to break that cycle of hoarding and feeling we need to protect ourselves is to give it away and to trust that God will replenish us so we can give more away to others again. It can be a challenge, can feel counterintuitive, but it's absolutely God's commandment, and it's a way that God chooses to teach us to trust Him for all that we need in this life. So give it a try. Acknowledge it before God, stop hoarding, observe the Sabbath, and finally, give generously. I'd encourage you to start with your tangible possessions, the easiest things to kind of see and touch and to see happening this way, but then to try it with your time or your money as well. But your challenge for today is to start with your material possessions and to try these four things. So, to put it a little more directly, here's your challenge for today. Take a good hard look at your home and your possessions. Are your closets bulging? Do you have just enough or too much? Begin to purge your home of things you don't truly need. Be a blessing to others by giving away useful items to those in need. Take a Sabbath from buying things. Avoid hoarding them and acknowledge to God that He gave them all to you in the first place, so you can certainly give them away to others because He loves them too. If that sounds like it's going to be hard, talk to your discussion group about it. See if they're having the same challenge as you are. Otherwise, enjoy putting it into practice and making your home a little bit lighter on the ground. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow as we take time for prayer and reflection. Bye for now.